I can remember my mother had a furnace, and that's what she used to use the iron on. They burned coal, they had coal kiln, but they lived out in the rural, and I never saw how they did it. Put it in croaker sacks and brought it to town and sold those croaker sacks for 50 cents or 75 cents. And then they had this furnace and smoothing iron, an iron, that you put your coal in there and make your fire in the furnace. And your iron get hot and
I don't have a whole
smoothing
iron, but
I'll tell you something. This makes a beautiful dough stock, you know, just put behind your dough, keep your dough.
What do you call that one? Is that a smoothing iron?
I think it must be a pressing iron from a pressing shop.
Because it's bigger?
Yeah, and heavy.
Less weight, 30 pounds.
Mm-hmm. It's from a pressing shop, came from a pressing shop.
Well, did they keep that coal in the house? Do they have a place?
No. You keep the coal in the house.
They have a little bucket or a container?
They have, probably keep it under the house. You know, sometimes people have things where they can store things under the house. They keep it under the house and in a box or something where it wouldn't get wet. Because if you kept it outdoors and rained on, you couldn't use it. You had to keep it stored.
Well, if they brought it in, what did they bring it in?
You what you mean in the house? Well, they bring it on a bucket or something and then put it on you in your furnace.
So they
have a special bucket. At least my mother did. She had a special galvanized bucket to put her coal in, and she's gonna make her fire in her furnace. And this furnace had a little damper to it where the air could come in.
How did smoke go out from that furnace?
Well, usually you put it outdoors and start it off, if you pour kerosene on it. And because all that smoke and stuff, and after all that oil is burned off of the coal, then it gets, the coal get red, they get hot, and you put your irons on.
But, mm-hmm. The furnace was inside?
Yeah. You have something to set it on. By hand you could pick it up, but not while you have your fire in there. Set it on top of your stove, your cook stove. Well, iron. See, most people had iron stoves in, you know.
But the iron stove.
Set that furnace on top of that stove, and there wouldn't be fire inside the stove. See, you'd just be ironing the stove. It'd be cold. Just set your furnace up there, and put your irons on there. You go back and forth and pick up your, get your irons.
Well, how did the smoke get out of the stove? He went out through the.
Well, there wouldn't be any smoke. See, when you get ready to make a fire in your furnace, you do it outside, outdoors.
Oh, but not from the furnace, from the stove, from the big cook stove. How did the smoke?
Oh, they had a pipe, that stove pipe.
And it went out into.
Went out to the roof of the house.
Did the pipe just go out, or was there?
Mm-hmm. There was a through the loft, or some maybe on the side of the house.
Did you ever
depending
see a brick part that the pipe might go
on? Some people have brick.
Was that just called the pipe too, or was that?
Through this brick chimney like, well it wouldn't necessarily, I don't know if it was a chimney, what?
Have you ever heard of a flu?
Flu? Yes, yeah, some people had flu.
What is that?
It's, been so long since I've seen the flu. But I think there was a piece of metal that went through the house, and this pipe fit inside this flue, and all the smoke went outside.
So the flue was the brick part?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Part you see in the room is the stove pipe and the rest
of
the
flue. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see.
And it extended out through the, all the smoke went outside. Mm-hmm.